bigger table. What do you say to it?
Why don't you sit down?
And if you want him to feel at home, say, all right, just sit down and...
Make yourself at home. Help yourself.
And what do you use for declining food?
No, thank you.
And food that's eaten at one meal and then the next day it appears again?
Leftovers.
They get better and better, don't they?
It depends on how long they're left.
You probably tell this to your children when they're sitting at the table. They'll put food in their mouth and then it'll just disappear, and you tell them to take a little time and do what to it?
Chew your food.
And after you chew it, you may...
Swallow it.
Now, we were talking about cooking things. Do you ever take cornmeal and put it in water and boil it?
Mush? Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you add anything to that, just cornmeal and water? Or?
Salt.
I think we mentioned hominy, didn't we?
Yes.
I know we mentioned grits.
Mm-hmm.
A belt, which is made of leather, that's not artificial, you would say this belt is made of what?
Real leather.
Anything else you might say? This is not artificial leather. This leather is?
Tanned.
If you buy something by the carload, you say you're not buying it. Well, not buying it by the sack, but rather you're buying how?
By the load. By the truck.
Any other expression for this? Buy something in large amounts.
Wholesale.
Quantity. Bulk.
I might say bulk. I doubt it though.
Did your mother do anything special with plums when you were a girl?
Made preserves. Stewed them.
Anything else?
Plum jelly.
If,
could do like Joe and say jelly.
Jelly or jelly?
Jelly.
If you have a good friend who has two apples, let's say he's sitting over there, and you want one, what would you say to him? Or your husband, for example.
Pass the apples, please.
No.
Could I have an apple?
Well, let's say you want to tell him.
Bring me an apple. What was I supposed to say?
That's all right. If he has only one apple and you want half of it and you see him with a knife there, what would you tell him to do?
To cut me a piece.
Well, let's say you want to make sure you don't get only a quarter.
I'm going to ask for half the apple.
What would you tell him to do with a knife?
Cut the apple in two.
Well, I was worried. What I was considering here is, would you say, cut it in two, cut it half in two, half it, and what? I'd say just cut it in two, but my wife would say cut it half in two. If something